Holding mit Schwarz, Simon Samachwa Aleph to Halacha Vav, we're reaching now the laws of Iska. Let's try to finally understand what Heter Iska is all about. Iska Pasha Pasha Pshat, the Taich is, it's a business deal. The most basic business deal of an Iska, I remember I was running a business of juicing and someone gave me $1,000. I said, this is a regular Iska. I take on zero liability. And if I make any money, I'll give you half the profits. If I lose all the money, I don't know your thing. That is no reason for Heter Iska at all. There's no Heter Iska, meaning you don't need to write anything up. There's no loan here. The reason why there's no loan is because there's no guarantee that I'm going to return any money. The only time there's even a question is where I'm starting to guarantee money back. Then it becomes like a loan. Oh, you're lending me money and I'm guaranteeing you a certain amount of money. Now, the classical case of Iska that the Gemara speaks about, Daf Guftal, Maseches Bal Metzia, is what we call Palga Milva Palga Pikadon, half Milva, half Pikadon. So, based on the definition that we just described, it would mean the following. Let's use an example. Reuven gives Shimon $1,000. So, Reuven's the investor, Shimon is the manager, and he's managing the money. So, when we look at this $1,000, we say like this, look, whatever profits are going to split, whatever losses are going to split. So, we look at this $1,000 and we split it in the middle. $500 is the deposit. That deposit, really, if something happens to it, Shimon is not liable for that. It's a pikadon, and if it makes money, great. If it loses money, also, it's also that Shimon does not to has zero liability for that. However, the other $500 is looked at as a milveh, which means Reuven lent him $500. He have to, and he's liable for that $500. So that's where there's a split. What's happening here is that Shimon is investing and he's managing both 500s. And on the 500 pikadon part, which he's not liable to, if there's any profits, so that goes to Reuven. And on the other part, which is the other $500, which was lent to Shimon. Shimon, if he makes any money, he keeps that profits. That's how we basically split evenly the profits and the losses too. Technically speaking, there's nothing wrong here. The only problem that actually arises is the following. Since there is a part of a loan here, $500 of this $1,000 is a loan. So when Shimon is managing the other part, meaning to say he's managing the pikadon part, the deposit part, the other $500, why is he doing that? He's only doing that because there's a loan that was given to him. Ah, that looks like ribbis. So he's doing something for me because I gave him a loan. So therefore, there's ribbis here. So what do we do? So the simple solution is, and this is written in what's called the Heter Iskas and in the contract. And technically, as we'll see, if someone doesn't have time to write a Heter Iska, you could even do it by heart. Basically, what they do is they say, you know what, I'm going to give you a dollar for your services. So therefore, that takes off the ribbis concern. And now everything is okay. That is the regular functioning Pal Gemilva, Pal Kikadin. And that's how the Kitzur really starts off the Halachas. He basically describes someone who gives his friend money to invest. And the profit is going to be split in equally, and the loss is going to split equally. That's called an iska, like we just described. And the only reason why it's also like we just said is because of the fact that the mekabel, the manager that we called, is misasik v'turach, meaning he's dealing with that half pikadon, that other the half deposit, and therefore there's ribbis and it's also. So the simple heter is that the investor is paying the receiver, the manager, for his teirach, and it's not a problem. And the custom actually is to do it for a dollar. There's a mechlokes if it's a pruta, it has to be a dinner, and that's what the minig is to do a dollar. I was just in Vilna and Heter Iska was written up and with investors, and that's mamash the nusach that they use, and now we can understand the next part of the kitzer. So the kitzer says you can make a deal. That means the recipient. The manager, we're calling him. Right, if Reuven invested money with Shimon, Shimon could say, look, I'm in charge of the investments, I'm in charge of the losses, I'm in charge of the profits. And first of all, there's a big liability, just the fact that he has to be honest and he has to report how much is the losses, how much are the profits. So the halacha is, the lechatchila one has to do is he has to prove with Eidim Ksheirim that, and he's believed, that whatever loss there was from the principal, he's using Eidim Kshirim, and that means reliable witnesses. He's going to bring reliable witnesses. And on the profit, he's going to believe through the Shavuah. In fact, some actually make a Shavuah. A Shavuah means a swear with a Sefer Torah, or he has to swear in front of everyone in the shul. The idea is that you make this something so strict and difficult that it incentive it gives an incentive for the receiver to say, you know what, I have a much better plan. And that's really the next halacha, which is really our custom today when it comes to heter iskus, and that is the following. The recipient could basically say, look, I don't want to be busy giving you and being in charge of it, giving you exactly profits and making calculations about the losses, and then also having to prove that with witnesses. I have a simple solution. As long as I have a choice to give in lieu of that profit that I was supposed to give you, and all the calculations I give you, a set amount that we decide on. And in fact, the kid says this is the right way to do it, because mistama is that the receiver is not interested in swearing. And therefore, what they do is, and this is what they have in the classical heter iskus, I just did one with someone now, they put in a clause that instead of calculating and having to bring witnesses and to swear, in lieu of all that, and in lieu of the profit that's supposed to be given, they agree upon a certain amount that will be given per year. And this solves basically everything. It solves the profit sharing. And as we said, the dollar, which we already mentioned before, is that is for the efforts, is also taking care of that part of the ribbis. And this way, everything is kosher v'yasher. So the kitzur warns us that this all works perfectly so long as there's a what's called a brera choice. That means, again, the manager, the recipient of the money, has a choice. He could either take a swear, or he could pay money in lieu of the oath and the witnesses as he has to bring in the amount of the 50% losses, 50% profits, and he gives a certain amount. But that's only if he has the choice. And the reason for that is because if he doesn't have a choice and he's obligated to do that, then it looks like the reason why he's doing that and he's obligated to pay is because of the loan, and hence it looks like interest. The kitzur adds one other point that's proper to write in the heter iska, and that is that if for some reason the money of the iska, of the investment, stays with the recipient longer than what was stipulated initially, so the laws, the tanaim, the conditions stay the same. But nevertheless, it's good to write this in the actual writing of the iska, that if money stays, the conditions stay the same. Now, the kitzur goes on to give us actually his own nusach of heter iska, which is of course similar to what we have today. Moshe has actually, the Chatzadik has certain changes that he incorporated, and every heter iskas have a little bit of their own twist, especially that this is all talking about a heter iska that we're using for what we said is a 50%, what's called paga pikadon, paga milve. There are other types of heter iskas, heter iska klali, there's a still kule pikadon, but kedai, if you have a chance to look through the nusach of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and if you go through the heter iska, his nusach, which he prints, you will see exactly everything that we discussed today. There's one other halacha that the kitzur points out, that if the shad chuka, which really is ready tomorrow's halachas, that if his person's pressed for time, and this is sometimes the situation a person could find himself, he has no time to write a heter iska, so he can make conditions really based on everything that's written here on a heter iska. You could even refer to a heter, to the classical heter iskas, but these, of course, you should ask a shaila if you're in such a situation. Have a beautiful day.